episode 68, where today I am gonna talk to you guys about something. I don't know what. I can talk to you guys about literally anything. Just kidding. Well, I'm gonna go on to the topic of science. Let's go with science. How about that? Science is awesome. Science is fun. Science is pretty much everywhere. So science is everywhere, and it's in your body, it's in your house, it's everywhere. People learn about science, people study science. It's all crazy. Like, people study biology, chemistry, earth science, space science, technology science, any science you can get your hands on or learn. You know, you learn all different kinds of science. And when you learn to learn about it, you actually find out very cool and crazy information about it. It's insane of how much things have been, and it's strange how much things will be, to the point of when it comes to science and other stuff. With biology, you can find out so many things within it that you can make so many stuff that you can do. But, you know, most things you can do it. You have to do it with consent, and you gotta have to, you know, up gain your game and do stuff that means balance your life with other stuff and doing things. Also, I forgot to mention, I'm so sorry that I've not been doing podcasts for a while. I've been busy, but I am back now and better than ever. So I'm gonna be doing a lot more podcasts for you guys, so trust me, that will continue to happen. And YouTube as well, that will also continue to happen, so you guys are ready. Anyways, science is fun. Science is quite interesting. Doing things is interesting. Once you know science and learn science, you honestly think that it kind of goes up and beyond things, but it doesn't, you know how far or how wide it does. Or if it goes, you know how well it can go. But as well as I know, things happen that, you know, make a mistake or fail or something like that. But, you know, knowing things can be kind of serious, but, you know, not knowing all the stuff that you do has to be in consent of what you do in your lifetime or what you can or can't do. Because once you're doing it or have done it, it comes to that tight consent of being in it and doing what you want. You can balance it out, take it in, and be what you want. You can do stuff. You know that many people can do stuff right now. Anywho, it's quite interesting. With science, we've known that Earth and kind of technical stuff happen, and other scientific stuff also happen as well. Knowing that can take you whiles and miles of stuff, but knowing what it is different than not knowing everything. And not knowing everything can, I would say, will be different than once you're on it, but you know, who knows. Also forgot to mention, I am Eastu, just like in my YouTube channel, but real name is Elijah Geisler. Anyways, so again, back to the topic. This is gonna be fun, wonderful, and very interesting. But you need to know what things can be and what they can do in life of knowing what they have done. But who am I to say that you guys are wrong and I'm right? It doesn't matter if you're wrong or right. All that matters if you think you know it, but if you end up being wrong, just let it go, okay guys? Just let it go and not knowing what you can or can't do. Anyways, with science, it's so much fun. I love science. Oh, there's so many science podcasts. There's the science of birds and so many more. One of the science I actually learned in school, and I've actually learned other stuff. So many things with like protons, neutrons, and electrons. There's a lot of electrons and atoms, but with each atom coming together by processing and polarize each and one another can become a reality in or around it, doing it. But knowing that you can do stuff with it, but knowing that this happens, it takes like a bigger step in life. With the electrons and neutrons and protons inside an object, a solid object, can nothing can pass through it because it's a solid object. Once something is a solid object, nothing can get through it. But once as stuff can go through it, things can go through water because it's not a solid object, it's a liquid. Knowing stuff, it can be most of the stuff, but you know more that you know has advantage that goes up and down of it, but not across. And knowing that, you can have it, but you know, by looking at it, you think, wow, okay, this is something that I should know and will know. With electrons and protons and neutrons, they kind of collab with each other, but sometimes they don't like each other because they bounce off each other and knowing things and objects and liquid and solid and other stuff. Anyways, other things are great with science. Knowing stuff, so yeah. Knowing things, this is kind of interesting, but once you know something, you're like, okay, this is it. This is key. It's down. But hey, once you know stuff, you're like, okay, I know this, but do I know it all the time? No, I do not. But knowing what you can or can't do, it's more reality than not reality. Okay, with electrons and neutrons and protons and all those things and objects itself, it's quite interesting to know, but you have to kind of calculate in how fast everything moves, because everything moves pretty fast, faster than how you move. Solids that are just solid, like tables, phones, watches, everything. You got a lot of stuff in it, but with electrons, yeah, has electronical pulse to it on an object. Protons and neutrons, they don't sometimes like each other. And sometimes, once an object, sometimes electrons will have more protons and neutrons, but sometimes they will kind of dismount and not like each other, and some of them will not like each other and stick to each other, and they'll be by themselves. And once that, right, they can fall down into a constituent, and that object will not work and not function and fall apart. But as well as knowing what to do. But knowing that you can do stuff, it can become what it is, but however, knowing what you do is not as different as what it is or what has been. Get what I'm saying? Because knowing these things is what something can do, but not knowing it is kind of interesting, because it kind of comes you to think, okay, this is something that I know, but won't rely on and doing stuff in, well, your lifespan is kind of, I would say, kind of interesting, if you know what I mean. But you know how much as I do that things like this, it happens, but you know as much as I do, things just like to be inconsistent of stuff and things, but with solid, things like to go through it and not be like a part of it a lot. But knowing this can be great, but you know, knowing doing stuff, but you know, but yeah. Knowing these things, it's quite interesting, but I take my time and focus to rely on all these episodes, and knowing them can define of something that you are listening to. And once you listen to these things, it can become all different kind of situations and knowing stuff and doing things. You could do what you want. But I know it's what you said there. But knowing stuff, it's quite fascinating and knowing these things. But not knowing them is quite interesting. That was weird. Okay, anyways. And even with like the electrons and protons, they can have an effect against each other that doesn't make it reliable to stick to each other. Annoying stuff. But you know, if you guys would like to learn, you can do whatever feels best for you guys to learn, and for, you know, what I don't need to learn, because I've already learned them. More enjoyingly, people have been doing stuff on their own, but not knowing how or when things will happen. Knowing them can become great. Not knowing them can become even better. Knowing them in an advance can become wonderful. And knowing things like this can become something that, you know, you're not aware of, or you pursued in life, or something that is kind of falsehood, or doing stuff that you want in life that brings it back, but then it kind of keeps on going. You kind of step back in life and knowing that, knowing these things is something that can happen or will happen in kind of your lifetime. Knowing them is easy. Not knowing them is hard. Knowing how you pursue in life and know in life can become one of your, you know, things. But most things can happen with or without consent and knowledge of what you do. With protons and neutrons can convince and comment with stuff. But what is the first thing that you guys know that fall back onto your life? Always the knowledge and stuff of science. Currently, with science, can become stuff like interest and acceleration of stuff. And knowing them can become great, wonderful, and participatively and considerate of lifetimes. And knowing that you can become more or one with the thing, and not knowing how you can or can't do. But once you learn how to do stuff, you can do it, but it does not make any sense. Knowing the life can becoming what you want, but as well as you know, as well as I do, knowing this stuff is fun, and it is fine. But not knowing them with your benefit of the doubts can become what you want to become. And knowing that you can have it anyway or anywhere with your considerations of what you are doing in life, but you know, most things can happen in it that you know that of the electrons and protons and neutrons will have an effect amongst each other, but knowing that you can have something that can physically and momentarily exaggerate and exaggerate each other of knowing of what it is evidence of the solid or liquid or a part of the nudes of the human body. And not knowing this, but you can do more and less stuff of your lifetime and doing stuff that you never knew or never know how to do, but you gotta have to put it in mind. Put it somewhere that you know how to do it. You have something that you got it. You make the choices that no one makes of doing stuff, because you have the protons and neutrons inside of the objects, as well as you can progress in life, because as you progress in life and knowing this, it kind of balances out and knows more and more of what it is. And what it is can become what it isn't. To that point, it makes sense to know the knowledge of everything and science and technology, and not knowing that you can do everything with your beyond all the time or multiple or the falling of the time, and knowing that you can become of one with science and knowing, okay, this proton and neutron can commence and this proton and neutron can commence and connect and progress with electrons, but some of them can't progress and progress with each other. They fall in their form or question or deny and fall apart of what they do. So you know what you've done it in the nick of time, and knowing what life really comes to be. So yeah, so if you guys like this episode, please listen to the other episodes, and you'll find them here on this channel, in this podcast. Also, don't forget to follow this here podcast. It'll do me a lot of favor if you follow my podcast. If you guys like it, please follow it. I have quite a few accounts. I have Discord, Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is East Do Creativity. That is East Do Creativity. ESTEW Creativity. Instagram is East Do 21 or 22. That is East Do 21 or 22. That would be ESTUW 21 or 22. Or if that doesn't work, then try ESTEW 21 or 22. One of those is bound to work. Then Discord is EastDo21 hashtag 8371. That is EastDo 8371. Please listen to my other episodes that I have. Like I said, thank you guys so much for listening. Please listen to my others and listen to other people's podcast episodes. There's so many out there, like The Science of Birds and much more. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the flip side.